Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler Thermal Scope that I use for all my night hunting. Hi, folks. It's Luke Clayton. I hope you enjoyed our campfire talk with Mr. Wysoon. We've been doing that weekly show together, or segment, I should say, for 14 and a half years every week. Larry would call me from a remote locations all over the globe back years ago when he was hunting in Africa and wherever, but we always found time to do the campfire talk, and we're still doing it. So I hope you enjoy that. You know, I have a little time to visit with you before our next guest come up in our show, and I thought I would talk to you a little bit about squirrel hunting. Now, I grew up in northeast Texas, up in Red River County, which is not far from Arkansas. It's not far from Oklahoma. And back in the 60s, for instance, when I was 10 years old in 1960, I was already a major squirrel hunter, a young one, but I hunted squirrels almost a lot of times in the fall every evening after I got home from off the school bus. But back in those days, squirrel hunting was way, way more popular than it is today. Now, granted, I tell you what, the folks in Arkansas haven't forgotten what squirrel hunting is all about. I would dare say to venture a guess that squirrel hunting in Arkansas is way more popular as a rule than it is in Texas, but it's probably not as popular as it was decades back. And I think the reason for that, one of the big reasons, is the white-tailed deer. Back in the 60s, I mean, it's not that we didn't have deer, the white-tailed deer. There were numbers of deer, but it was the sport of hunting deer was nothing like it is now. I mean, a lot of youngsters totally skip small game hunting, rabbits and squirrels, and go straight to deer hunting. And I'm not knocking that, but they do miss a whole lot. I've kidded my grandkids about squirrel hunting and tell them that, you know, if you're not a good squirrel hunter, I don't know how you could ever be a really good deer hunter. But squirrels will teach you a whole lot about being stealthy in the woods, how to hunt, you know, how to ease through the woods and not disturb things. And the big highlight to me, one of the big highlights of a squirrel hunt is some smothered squirrel rice and gravy. And today, you know, and I mentioned eating squirrels to a lot of people. They don't get it. They see the squirrels in the parks, and not wild squirrels like we hunters know. And I tell them, I said, you know, if you like chicken, fried chicken, you're going to love fried squirrel. But the thing about squirrels, it's just like chickens. Now, we're getting a little off kelter here, but it's a fact. Now, if you're going to fry some chicken, are you going to take an old rooster out of the chicken yard and dress him out and fry that rooster? Probably not. You'll probably make dumplings out of that rooster or smothered chicken, something slow cooking with moisture. The same with squirrels. Now, if you shoot a young squirrel, you don't really have to do a whole lot. Just clean the meat up and dust it with, you know, flour, salt, and pepper, and fry it, and it's tender. But an old boar squirrel, you know, you do that, and I think that's one reason so many people think you can't eat squirrels. Squirrels are, you can compare them to chickens if you want to. I mean, you can. A young squirrel is great for frying. A fryer, that's what they call a young chicken, a fryer. Excellent for frying. But if you're eating, you can fry older squirrels, and my mother was excellent at this. And I'm pretty doggone good at it. I hate to brag. But you could take a older boar fox squirrel, say, for instance, and, you know, dress the meat out good, clean it up good, and you can parboil that, the pieces, the leg quarters and the back and all that. You can parboil that, and that tenderizes it. Then you can season it and dust it with flour and fry it, and it'll be just as good as a young squirrel. It really will. Or you can take that older squirrel, even if it's a boar squirrel, probably especially if it's a boar squirrel, and slow cook it, simmer it along for a couple hours, or pressure cook it. Pressure cooking is a quicker way to get that meat tender, but you can tenderize it, and then, you can make dumplings. Or one of my favorite squirrel recipes, and if you've never had this, folks, I'd like you to try it. I'll tell you the basics on cooking it. it's smothered squirrel, and it's really easy. You can take either young squirrels or old ones. The bigger, older squirrels are more suited for this. But basically, on this recipe, just fry it. You know, dust it with salt and pepper, flour, and fry it until it's crispy. Now, it's going to be done, but it's going to be far from tender. Now, in a big cast iron skillet is what I always use with a lid. I'll put the squirrel in there, and then I'll make some gravy. Now, you can use canned mushroom gravy if you want to. That works real good. Or you can just put some flour in some milk and stir it up, make a gravy out of it. Put it in there with the all over the squirrel. You want enough to cover that squirrel meat. And put a lid on it. Now, you don't want to cook it at high temperature. Long and slow baking with moisture is the key. So what you want to do is put your oven on, say, 300, and put that plenty, and then add some more moisture, some water to it, to that milk gravy that you're making, so it won't stick. And then about every 45 minutes, I open, or maybe once an hour, at least once an hour, open that oven up or whatever you're baking it in. Pull the top off that big old cast iron skillet. Take a spatula and go down from the bottom of it and turn it all over. That'll avoid it from scorching. You may have to add some more moisture to it, some more water. Now, once it'll take a couple of hours of slow baking, but that squirrel meat will be so tender, I promise you. Rice is a must. I like to use jasmine rice with it. And you can cook a pot of rice on the side, or if you like, if you're out at camp or something, which I do this quite often, say you're going to cook some rice in there with the squirrel and gravy, put a cup of rice in there, and then put about a cup and a half of water, more water, because that rice is going to suck up a lot of that moisture, and cook it. There's your one skillet meal, smothered squirrel, rice and gravy all in one skillet, which is pretty doggone good eating, folks, I tell you. Now, I watch YouTube like a lot of you, I know, and I see people grilling squirrel. Well, I'm not saying if you or I were out in a situation where we had no other way to cook squirrel, yeah, you could build a fire and put it on a stick and lean it over a fire and cook it, and I've seen people trying to eat it. We could survive on that, but squirrel is very, very lean. And it does not lend itself well to grilling. Now, one way I've cooked squirrel is kind of barbecued squirrel. I put squirrel on a campfire in a skillet and sauteed it or browned it in that skillet, and then put moisture, water, and barbecue sauce, put a lid on it, cook it real slow, kind of barbecued squirrel. But that's a good way to eat squirrel, too. There's a lot of different ways. Any way you can cook chicken, you can cook squirrel. But you just need to remember the older, bigger squirrels are going to be tough as a boot unless you figure out a way to tenderize them. That's going to either be parboiling or using a pressure cooker for about 10 minutes in a pressure cooker will make the toughest old boar squirrel tender. Well, folks, we've got a lot more coming up in our show. I thought, I had an opportunity to visit with you, and I know there's a lot of people out there that's probably never hunted squirrels. Probably a lot of younger people, but there's a lot of older ones like us that, like me and many of you that listen to our show every week, that remember the days when squirrel camps were a big deal. Get down in the bottoms and set up a couple of three tents and have some good friends out there and spend a couple of three nights and then camped, and then you'd hunt squirrels early and late. Folks, let's get on with our show. Remember, if you ever need to contact me, or you might want to be a guest on our show, go to catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org, and there's a little icon there. It says email Luke. My email address is readily available. Fire me an email, and I promise you I'll get back with you. And, you might want to be a guest on the show or share some outdoor information that you know. Now, let's get on with the rest of our show. What do you say? Folks, I want you to know about the Smokintex electric smokers that I've been using for about 15 years. Go online and check them out, smokintex.com, smokintex.com. They're smaller units and bigger units. Spend a little time online there, and then contact Diz or Scott up there at the headquarters in Plano. Give them a call and pick their brain. Figure out exactly which one you need. SmokingTex.com, also made possible by Butcher Packer Supply everything for the home butcher. Go online to butcher-packer.com or just Google Butcher Packer Supply.